people would prefer to come on the Torah Shabbos and how many people would prefer to come on Sunday night? See, by raising hands, how many people think Matzah Shabbos is better?
The first, you
know? Yeah, close to Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And how many people would prefer Sunday night?
Sunday night?
Sunday night. Sunday people come and go a whole day, so it's not the...
No, it's
Sunday. Sunday is good. Okay, everybody's invited. Whoever wants to come, everybody's invited to Sunday. Give us half an hour after the what time is the Asawa Hagi? 9:30?
So come
right. Okay. The same thing, I was invited by the SOI to give a shiur in Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMidrash following Yom Kippur. It will be at 12:45. And I'll give the shiur with you. This week I said 2 shiurim already on Yom Kippur, 1 on Monday night, 1 on Tuesday night. So I'm just going to say over the leftovers that I didn't discuss on Monday, Tuesday. But some people are listening to the shiurim. A little bit, but not too much. Okay, so this morning I was talking a little bit of Parsha in Tavon. In the beginning of Parsha's Ketavon, the Chumash Shai Zadir, Hashem and Lamor. Hashem and Zai Zah Parsha's Lamor. So Rashi asked me, Lamor and Lachar. What? If this is only for the Menorah, you have to have the first oil that comes out is used for the menorah. But for the menorah, the carbon mincha, you don't have to have the prime, the best kind of shemen zayis. You can use the second zayis ha-shemen ha-sheni, possibly the menorah, the partial menorah. The menorah always discusses, not the end of menorah, it always assumes that using shemen zayis for menorah is just like using shemen zayis for the menorah. But then in the Chumash, the letter says, and there's a medrash that points out, why did the Torah require shemen zayis for the menorah and didn't require shemen zayis for the mincha? So the question is, what do you mean the Torah doesn't require shemen zayis for the mincha? The Mishnah says that they had to use, Mishnah says we only use shemen zayis for the mincha. So then the Mefarshim on the letters say that what it means is, why does the Torah say explicitly that you need shemen zayis for the menorah? And it doesn't say explicitly by mincha, although the din is that you do need shemen zayis for the mincha as well. That's how the Mefarshim on the letters say. So if you look on parallel, in his comments on the Sefer HaMitzvot that I've cited on, thinks that that's not right. He thinks that kipshuto, that you really don't need shemen zayis for a kavanah. He says you can use cottonseed oil, you can use whatever, mezola, whatever kind of oil you want. You can use synthetic oil, anything you want. The halacha that you need shemen zayis is only for menorah. He says for menorah, the Mishnah described that was the common practice. They used shemen zayis and used the shemen sheni. They didn't have to use the shemen rishon. But he says mikra din. He claims that the medrash is to be taken kipshuto. That you really don't need shemen zayis?
They asked
him,
what was the big deal?
Everybody's
making a big deal that it was the shemen zayis for the menorah and about the
menorah.
According to this,
it's yes. Could be. The Chumash describes later in the segment the way the Kohanim were nidkaru, the way they were chosen, the way they were endowed with the Kedushas Kohanim. Part of the structure, the outline of the way the Kiddush of the Kohanim was, is similar to the way one is Megayer and Anochri. If Akum is Bola his Gayer, so you have to have Tvila in a mikveh to be Moisiv Kiddusha. Sometimes you have Tvila, we discussed, sometimes you have Tvila that takes off Tumen. And sometimes, most of the time, sometimes you have Tvila that creates a Heter, let's say a Niga is Asura Lebailo, and the Tvila is Mata Lebailo. And then there's a third thing of tefillah that's completely different thing, to be moisiv kedusha. That's when you buy clay hasudim and anachrim. So you want to endow the kelim with kedusha. That's the lashon that the Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Sefer Yisrael Ben Heter. There's a Rabbeinu Yonah and Achren. Not the same Rabbeinu Yonah, the cousin of the Ramban. A different Rabbeinu Yonah. So the Sefer Yisrael Ben Heter, that's called Yisrael Ben Heter Haro. It's always quoted here every day. Every page you put Yisrael Ben Heter. So the Yisrael Hefer by the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that the idea of Tfilas Kelim when you buy Kli Sudim and Anachrim is that it's a form of Geirut, and you want to give a Kedusha sort of a Kedushas Yisrael to the Klei Seder. So the same is true regarding a ger abon his gair, and the Levim, when they were nivcharu, they were endowed with Kedushas Levim, they also have tefillah in the mikveh. And here the Kohanim, when they were endowed with Kedushas Kuna, have to have tefillah in the mikveh, and then the Chumash required that they have to have korban, the same as the Levim, when they were nivcharu. And Nochri, abon his gair, has to have a korban. The Gemara says in Prizes Daf Tes, that Bizman Azeh, Bizman Shein, based on Migdash Chayim, how are we in the Kabbalah Gairim? If there's no korban, there's no possibility of korban. So the Gemara, they're asking a question, that the hakrovis, the carbon of the gear, is not miyakedis. But mikra did, there is a need for a carbon. Because man on mikdash, you have to bring a carbon. So shayla and rishon, and maybe this man on mikdash, the carbon was miyaked. The Abinezer, in the end of your day, and Hilchas Gerim claims that this is a machloikis in rishon. It doesn't really say the fairies, but that's when he's medayik. That there is a machloikis in rishon, whether this man on mikdash, the carbon hagear is miyaked in the gear. Maybe only this man on zeh, it's not miyaked, because the pasuk says we are able to bring the carbon gear in this man on zeh. So one of the details of the Karbanis that's written in the Sedrit, the Karbanis that the Kohan had to bring for the purpose of being endowed with Kedushas Kuna, one of the details is Yachul Osam Shekuf Abraham Terek Choftes Pasuk Lamed Gimel. The Bnei Aharon HaKohanim should eat the Karbanis which they were the Bala HaKorban for. Whenever you bring a Korban, so the Kafara is gotten on behalf of the Bala Korban. So here it says, Yachloz Moshekuf Abraham. Those five Kohanim, Aaron and his four sons, were the Bali HaKorban, they're the ones for whom the Kapara is being done. So they have a mitzvah to eat these Karbanis. So regarding this pasuk, is a major machlokes Rashi against the Rambam. Rashi himself quotes this pasuk as the marker for the mitzvah Achilas Kodshim Kalim, the Bailim. And the Rambam disagrees and he says, no, that the mitzvah Achilas Kodshim is only a mitzvah to eat Kodshim. Which are nechal only to zichrei kohuna in the Azorah. So just like all avodas are done in the Azorah, and all avodas must be done by Kayanim, by zichrei kohuna, so too kotshi kotshi must be eaten back in the Azorah, because achilas kotshi kotshi is like an avodah. The Gemara has a lashon that kohanim kikva achli v'shulchan galera ko achli. The Gemara has such a lashon in Rabbi Kama in the first period. And in Beitza, the Gemara has such a lashon that kohanim, when they eat the Sar Kachi Kachim, the Ola they don't eat, when they eat the Shiori HaMinofis and they eat the Sar HaChatos Viva Osham, so that's considered like an Achilas Mizbeach, just like when you knock around the Mizbeach, HaKtoros and Avoida. So when the Kohanim eat the Shiori HaMinofis and the Sar HaChatos Viva Osham, that's considered like an Avoida. That's why it has to take place in the Azor. So the Rambam claims, the Rambam's opinion is that only Achilas Sar Kachi Kachim, Aide Kohanim, is a mitzvah achilah. So they say a double bracha, they say shahakal yivivara, and then they say a shekdishan and dishas shalar and tivanu al achilas chatos, I don't know how it ends up. Some kind of a musaf bracha like that. That's a special bracha in 20 years. But let's say when the Yisraeli meet the shlomim, so he says shahakal yivivara, let's say now, right before, so he doesn't have to say shahakal when he eats the meat. And then does he have to say a bruchas ha-mitzvah, a shekdishan and mitzvah and tivanu al achilas shlomim? So the Rambam's opinion is that there's no mitzvah. There's an issa to leave it over. There's an issa no star. If you leave it over, those are certain men are break it, but there's no mitzvah to eat it. If you're not going to eat it, you'll violate the Aveira. But eating it up is just in order not to violate the law of the Sassir. It's not that the eating itself constitutes a mitzvah. That's how the Rambam claims. It's unlike Achilas Kochi Kochi. Achilas Kochi Kalam is not a mitzvah. There's no reason to go around to eat Kochi Kalam. And Rashi's opinion is not so. Min Hasina points out, Machloek is Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi himself, in quotes, this pasuk, there is no other pasuk in Chumash apparently. By Kochi Kochim, it says quite a few times that the Kohanim have to eat the Kochi Kochim. That the Chato, the Yoshan, and the Shiori Haminfo. By Kochi Kalim, the only pasuk that Rashi can dig up is this pasuk Lamed Gimel in Perek Chav Tes in Tetzavu. V'yachol Ozma Shekupo Bahem. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam is Tama holds that it's only Hoyu Ashur. Maybe the Rambam holds it does mean that they have to eat it. It means Vizal Yachul Kikarishim. A non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it. Non-Kohen should need it. They better eat it, otherwise it will become nicer. But it doesn't really mean it's a mitzvah sachir. The Rambam has a machlokes with Rashi.
Maybe another mitzvah is when they have a kumba, that kumba is not a mitzvah, it's just to avoid it.
Yes, you have the mashal, you have to make a makar, you see some makar with a gecha, with a sauce and domi, with a secha. So if a person has a roof which is used, and he doesn't, so he has a mitzvah to put a makar. So when he puts the makar, he fulfills the tzisese of the asisa makar, the gagech, and he recites a bracha. Machloek is what the bracha is. Machloek is the last name in the Chosh Mishpah. They quote Machloek is the Rambam in the Shul. This is what he says. Sheik Vishanam, if you say with Sivanu, Allah asiyas naka, you say lasas naka. You say Allah, you say leva. You say bracha. When you put up the maka, you fulfill the mitzvah of asisa maka l'gagecha, and you also avoid violating the loisesei of losasim damim b'vaisecha. But that's only if you're making a maka l'gagecha on top of the roof of a house. What if I have a well that's it's right on the ground level, and people can fall in right like that? So you also have to make a maka around the well. No one should fall in, but that's not called maka l'gagecha. So there you don't fulfill any mitzvah. You have to make a fence there in order to protect everybody, in order not to violate the law of Leisasim Damim Veisecha. But there you wouldn't say any bro. You're just avoiding the law. Whenever you do something in order not to violate a law, then you don't say a bro, because it's not a mitzvah. It's just your way of not violating the law. Let's say you have some electrical appliance, let's say you have electrical wires that are open, and they're dangerous, they have to go do something to cover them up. So that going and doing and covering up does not constitute a mitzvah. That's only in order to avoid the law of Leisasim Damim Veisecha. If you leave it open the way it is, you'll violate the law. So you have to go B'chul Yaseh in order not to violate the law. You must have a lot of cases like that.
The only time
there's
someone eventually
would
get hurt. You have to put it up and no one could
get hurt. You wouldn't know if anybody. Leisasim Damim Veisecha. What if you left and no one got hurt? I don't know. It could be. Stamets are good cash, and Stamets says this whole thing. Shem Yavu Yavu is probably the reason why they made it takfan, and then they made it as a mitzvah. A mitzvah says mitzvah rabbah. Stamets. Otherwise, I good to cash. The Chumash lists off the various digdei kuhuna. There are three sets of digdei kuhuna. There's a pangolah and there's a panhedyah. And the pangolah on your kippah wears dalad begadim, the pangolah all year long wears shmonah begadim, and the panhedyah all year long wears dalad begadim. Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim in Yuma, the first paragraph, Yud Beis on Beis, whether the dalad begadim of the kohen gadol on your kippah are identical, the big day boots, the big day lovan of the pangolah, are they identical with the dalad begadim of the panhedyah all year long or not? What's the issue of them? Attack identical. There is no... What are the Dalai Begadim? Of the Kohen Hadji Dolly Yilom. One is the Avnei, one is the Mishnah Sai. It's a pants shirt. What else? Huh? Yeah, okay. No, yeah, what is it called? The Mikvas, the Mitznevis. Mitznevis. And then he has a... What do you call the shirt? The Mihil. And then you have... Which is it called? Sonis. And the Kangol is called the Mihil. Okay? So you have a tzonis in the shirt, and a tzonis in the pants, and a mitznefes in the hat, and then a garb. So those are the four big panhedyot. So three of them, the mitznasayim, and the tzonis, and the mitznefes, are talking the same as the panhedyot of the Yom Kippur. There's no difference. The only shadow is what about the avnet? That's machlokes hatanayim. The avnet of the panhedyot of Yom Kippur, where everything was big day books, big day lovam. There was no wool. It was all written. It was all in. So the shayla is, what about the big day kain hedyot all year long? There's three of the four godly metakabush. That's what it says. But the avnet is unclear in the chumash whether the avnet of the kain hedyot all year long was klayim. Did it have semer ambition? Or was it all, or it was not climbed, it was the same avnet, the same kind of avnet, the kind of God, where's Yom Kippur? Which is clearly, what's the love on Yom Kippur are just linen, no wool blended in at all. So that's the machlokes hatanayim. What about avnet shel kohen hedyot? They say avnet shel kohen hedyot, kol shana kulo. Zero avnet shel kohen hedyot, is it the same as the avnet you can go on Yom Kippur, means that it's also no kilayim? But you say no zero avnet shel kohen hedyot. That's a machlokes. The Rambam passes on lacha that it has kilayim. That the Kangala Yom Kippur wears Dalad Begadim that are only big day boots. Big day boots means linen. Only linen, no wool blended in at all. And the Kohen Hedyot all year long wears Dalad Begadim. Three of them are identical with the Kangalas on Yom Kippur. And the Avnei did have Kilayim. The Avnei did have Kilayim. That's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Did it have Kilayim? That's in the Rambam Paskus, it did have Kilayim. Then there's a new question. Once you assume that it had Kilayim, did it have Tcheles in it or not? Doesn't say. That's a serious shayla halacha l'maaseh. When Zvi Hirsch Kalischer was interested, when he got Rabbi Kivega and Hassam, so he got everybody interested in buying the Machon HaMikdash and getting, what's his name, getting Rothschild to put up the money to make a base mikdash and the whole thing. So the so that all the shaylos were brought up regarding the possibility of a hakrovas hakarbonis b'zman hazeh. So one of the shaylos was, but we don't have chelos for tzitzis, so how are we going to have chelos for big tikkun? So how can you have a kohen doing a avodah b'beis hamikdash? Don't you need chelos for the big tikkun? Everybody was wondering, don't you need chelos for the big tikkun? So part of the answer is, for kohen gadol, you need chelos. You need a kohen gadol? But you don't have a kohen gadol. What do you need a kohen gadol for? We'll make a kohen hedyo. So does a kohen hedyo need any chelos? So three out of the four, kohen hedyo only wears b'avodah b'gadol. So three out of the four gadol that he wears for sure don't need any chelos. The only shaylos is on the yavne. But yavne is a machlokes hachamim if it has any wool at all. Chelos has to be a color and a material. It has to be semer, that's tzavua chelos. If you dye something else with the color of chelos, that's not called chelos alpidin. If you need chelos, then you're not yet to that. Chelos means it has to be wool, and it has to be dyed after that special color of chelos. Whatever that color is, it's a different shayla we discuss. As machlokes, the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayis, Moe has an introduction to Moe. It has one long kuntres on the Malachas of Shabbos. And then he has a shorter kuntres on the big day kunin, also in the introduction to Selemoi. So in his introduction to the big day kunin, he quotes a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what color was the chelos? So Rashi and Chumash at the end of Parshas Shlach writes that the chelos was the color of the sky at midnight. Means it was very dark blue. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis describes that the chelos is the color of the sky at noon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It's quite a discrepancy. Whether it's light, very light, beautiful blue, light blue, or it's pitch black, dark blue. Complete contradiction. Shalom Kabbalah, this is steel in Zohar. Well, it's supposed to be dark blue, light blue. So, the Kabbalah talking about, Rav Soloveitchik once gave a whole yard at Rosh Hashanah. Chelek HaGodah was on that Machlokes, but it's supposed to be dark blue or light blue. That Machlokes is the Rambam and Rashi. So the question is as follows. The Avnei is the only one of the Dalad Begadim of the Kohen Hedyo that is even a question about it. The other three Begadim are only books, are only Pishtun. So the only Pishtun, so certainly has no Chelos. The only Shaila is on the Avnei, doesn't have any Kalayim or not. So Machlokes is HaTanaim. So we pass that it does have Kalayim. Fine. So just because it has Kalayim doesn't necessarily mean that it has Chelos in it. So there's a further Shaila that the Rav Tzvi Shkalashev brought up. He raised a new shaila. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara a new shaila, whether it's supposed to have chelos or not. Maybe he doesn't need chelos. He can have a base on Migdash and have kohanim head yoikim. So he won't make a kohen gadol. He won't be able to wear the big tikkun in the doyle because they're supposed to have chelos. That says Beferish, but the big tikkun head yoikim. Maybe don't need chelos. Or if you do need chelos, the question is maybe just like in tzitzis, chelos is not miyakav in tzitzis. So some of them suggested maybe chelos is not miyakav in big tikkun either. Adul the Tushta, it doesn't make any sense. That's what the other Gedolim said, that it's wrong. There's a Mephurishim perspective in others, that although Chelis is not Miakevus as Alovan and Tzitzis, but it is Miakev and Mikve Kunin. Any Mikve Kunin that needs Chelis, and he didn't make the Chelis, it's possible yet. So the Shaila is whether the Yavne needs Chelis. If it does need Chelis, it's good. If it needs Chelis, then you have a problem. How can you have it? Based on Mikdosh, which coin is going to wear Mikve Kunin? How are you going to have an Avne if the Avne needs Kilayim and part of the Tzemer has to be Semetavua Tchelos. So there's another Kula that Pharisee Yisrael mentions. Again, his country is big in the Kula. In the beginning of Chelek Moed, so he writes, if you look in the Rambam only seems to only mention Chalazon with respect to Tzitzit. You only have to have that special fish with that special color for the Tchelos and the Tzitzit. For the Tchelos and the big in the Kula, it doesn't say you need Chalazon, it just says it has to be that color. Whatever color, either light blue or dark blue, whatever it is, he can make. That's another problem. How are we going to make chelos in a big tikkun if we don't know what color it is? Well, it's light blue or dark blue. It's another problem. But the problem of the chalazim will not faze us, he says, because from the Rambam is mashma, that you don't need chalazim for a chelos of big tikkun. It's only needed for chelos of tzitzis. No, it has to be the same color as chelos is a certain color. It is dark blue, light blue, that's very unclear what it is. Whatever color it is, it doesn't necessarily have to come from that source. It doesn't have to come from the chalazim. It can come from another source, but you still have that. But then we would have the problem. How are we going to make it? If you need chelos in the yavne, what color are you going to make it? All right, now we have that you don't need a chalazim. You're going to make a dark blue, light blue, and you still up against the stone wall. What are you going to do here? You're going to pass through a drash in the ground? How are you going to figure out who's right? Huh? Figure out? Give up, stop.
The Teferis Yisrael and the Hakdama, it's called the Kuntras Hamdik Dekunen in the beginning of Chelet Moed. So he points out this Machloik is Rashi in the Rambam, whether it's light blue or dark blue. The Rambam says light blue, the Rashi says dark blue, and then he points out from the Rambam, it would appear from the Rambam is Mashma, that you only need that the Chelet should come from the Chalazon, only if it's Tzitzis. But Chelet's Big Dekunen, even when it's needed for sure, in the Big Dekun Gogol, Chelet's Big Dekunen, don't, the Rambam never says it has to be from Chalazon, the Mor never says either. So he says maybe as long as it's the right color, it's good. So the Chalazon won't bother us, the only problem is, will it be the right color? So they will have a problem, what will be the right color? But others find that you don't need Chelet's all for Abnet, even though you need Kilayim, the Abnet has to consist of Kilayim, it doesn't have to have Chelet. You don't need Chelet's of Abnet. So that would not cause a problem. Here's a shayla in Poskim, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Levisha's Big Day Kunin? The Poskim says we should make Big Day Kunin for Aaron Rabban of Lechavod, Ulis Yifaris. So does that imply that's in Perek Podchess, Poskim Beis? Yes, he's a Big Day Kodesh, Yaron, Achich, Lechavod, Ulis Yifaris. Does that mean that it's an independent mitzvah, a sovereign mitzvah? The Kohanim should wear Big Day Kunin as a separate mitzvah? Whether they're going to do Avoid in the Beis Amigosh or not, a separate mitzvah to wear Big Day Kunin? Or does it mean, oh, the din is when the Kohanim are doing Avodah, they're only kosher to do Avodah if they wear Big Dekunah. And the Big Dekunah should be pretty Big Dekunah, but it doesn't mean that it's a separate mitzvah of Levisha's Big Dekunah. The mitzvah of Levisha's Big Dekunah is only a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah b'shnei atzmah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah in order to enable the Kohanim to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. The shaila is, assuming the way the Rambam does, assuming the way we assume, that the Avnei, that the Kohen Hedyo, had Kilayim, the other three Kohanim didn't have Kilayim. So does the Kohen Hedyo have to, does he have to pull off the garter the second he finishes the Avodah? Or can he leave on the Yavne? The Yavne has Kilayim. So the Chorah, how does he allow to wear Kilayim? It's the Hanaveira. So he said, the Rai said to wear Kilayim. Would you eat Bosa B'chola? Would you eat Trader? So would you wear Kilayim? So you're not allowed to wear Kilayim? So how does the Kohen wear? The priest in the Holy Temple wear Kilayim. What's your interest in the issue? No, the Matha Mitzvah is Mutter. So the question is, when is the Matha Mitzvah? Is the Matha Mitzvah only the Shasa Avodah? Or is it even Mutter Shlomo Shasa Avodah? So this is an Achlokes the Rambam and the Ravi. The Rambam writes that the minute the Kohen Hedyo finishes the Avodah, he must remove the Avnei, otherwise he'll violate the Avera of wearing Kilayim. Shalom b'shas mitzvah. So there's no heter shalom b'shas avodah. The heter, the mitzvah. The Rambam's opinion that the mitzvah of wearing big dekunah is not an independent mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah to enable the kohen to be kosher to do avodah. So shalom b'shas avodah. The Rambam might find that. So the Rambam writes that shalom b'shas avodah, the kohen hedyot is not allowed to wear the big dekunah. And the Ravid, the Rambam only writes kohen hedyot. So the Rambam is very mashma that the kohen gadol is permitted to wear the big dekunah gadol, the shmanim gadim. So that's the question, why? Why does the Rambam distinguish between Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol? So the Beis Halevi has in the first Chelek, Beis Halevi, this is a classical topic, because the Shai Nisari has a sin in that. So everybody has to talk about this. Whether the Kohanim are allowed to wear, a lot of topics in the Gemara, but except for this, because the Shai Nisari made a whole lesson about this, so that's why you have a lot of sin, everybody talks about this topic. And among them is the Beis Halevi, many others have. And the Gyan Kavodas have about this topic, because the Kohen permitted to wear Big Dekunah with the Shatan Shalai B'Shas Avodah. So 2 days in Pesach, and the Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Beis Halevi points out that there's in the Rambam, if you read carefully, the Rambam is in Hilchas Kilayim, and also in the Kalei HaMikdash. So if you read the Rambam carefully, he implies very clearly a distinction between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Hedyot may only wear the Big Dekunah with the Kilayim, the Avnei, B'Shas Avodah. And you must remove the Avnei, take it after the Avodah is Nishlemes. Mashenik in the Kohen Gadol, the Rambam implies that he can wear the Big Dekunah Gadol all day long, despite the fact that he has Kilayim. So the Beis Halevi suggests a pshat why, because the Lizzie Machlokes is a beautiful Rav Shimon. And the Ravid says that the both may wear all day long. They both wear the Big Dekunah all day long. So the Beis Halevi suggests a pshat in the Rambam. Certainly has Kilayim. The Kohen Gadol certainly has Kilayim. On Yom Kippur, the Dalet Gadim of the Kohen Gadol don't have any Kilayim at all. It's only Big Dekunah. But according to Beis Hashar, the Kohen Gadol have Kilayim. Right. And the Kohen Hedyo, the three out of the four Big Day Kohen Hedyo definitely don't have Kilayim. The only Machlokes is Hatanayim. That the base is regarding the Avnei. Whether Avnei to Shul Kohen Gadol, Avnei to Shul Kohen Hedyo, Zeru Avnei to Shul Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, or not Zeru Avnei to Shul Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That's not it. So the Beis HaLevi suggests Pshat and the Rambam as follows. He said there is a machlokes in Yume and Avot and the Sanhedrin, both become Amakomot Bishas, where the machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah regarding the pasuk in this week's Sedra. It says, "V'hoi al mitzchoi tamid," that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz tamid. How does the pasuk read? You see, so tzitz zarocha, there, kof ches, pasuk lamed rov. And then the pasuk lamed ches, it reads, "V'hoi al mitzchoi tamid, l'rotzen lahem b'fnei Hashem." So there's machlokes of Yudah Rav Shimon. How do you translate pshat in the pasuk? What is the tzitz? It says it's l'ratzon l'hem b'fnei Hashem. What do you mean the tzitz is meratzon on what? What is the tzitz meratzon on? So the Gemara says the tzitz is meratzon on korbanos that became tamid. The deal is that if a korban is tamid, it's pasul. So what if by mistake you are makor lutz? By mistake you shake the mezid, the menatera doesn't matter. But the rabbanon they made a penalty that to do the mezid is pasul. But menatera doesn't matter whether you shake the mezid, you makor the korban that's tamid, it's no good. So what happens if you have the tzitz? The pasuk says, if the tzitz is there, then it's meratzah on the psul of tuma and the carbon is kosher. So there's machlekes of Shimon and Rav Yudah. What do you mean the tzitz is meratzah? So one time it says, only when he's wearing it. Odeiro amitzchoi meratzah. Eino odeiro amitzchoi, eino meratzah. The pasuk says, v'hoi amitzchoi, tamid meratzah l'hem b'fnei Hashem. The Kohen Gadol has to wear the tzitz all day long, tamid, in order to get a ritzoi, the ratzah l'hem b'fnei Hashem, in order to get a ritzoi, for the korbanos of Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says lahem means only for Yiddish korbanos. As anochi bring that korban, so the Gemara says that tzitz is not meratz. Tzitz is only meratz and korbanos that are brought by Bnei Yisrael. The ratz lahem, well, the ratz lahem. So one time it says, and that's how we pass it, that tzitz is only meratz when it's on mitzvah. The other time it says, no, it says tamid le ratz. You don't need it v'hoi on mitzvah tamid. When we do v'hoi on mitzvah tamid, the Kohen Gadol should always wear the tzitz. In order that he should acquire, in order that he should get a ritzui, a hechsher, for the korbanos bnei Yisrael that are offered betumah. But it rather means v'hoi al mitzchoi, tamid l'ratzon l'hem b'fnei Hashem. The tzitz is always meratzah, whether it's al mitzchoi or not. The only time it's not meratzah, the Gemara says, if nishbara tzitz, if it's broke, if it's smashed, and it's not the shape of a tashit anymore, then it's not meratzah. But if the tzitz is in existence, it's meratzah even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. So the halacha, we paskin, the Rambam paskins in that the tzitz is only meratzah, or they are on mitzchoy. When he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not meratzah. So the mele, how do you read the pasuk, v'hoi al mitzchoi tamid? That's how the truck reads, v'hoi al mitzchoi tamid, kama, the ratzon l'hem b'fnei Hashem. Not v'hoi al mitzchoi, kama, tamid the ratzon l'hem. So if it says, v'hoi al mitzchoi tamid, you should wear the tzitz all day long, so the Beis HaLevi says, but he's only going to wear the tzitz. Aren't the begotten the achim zeh zeh? Does it make sense to wear some begotten and not about the others? Guy's going to run around the dormitory in underwear. The same as running around naked. Guy's going to walk around like with dungarees. Guy's going to walk around with sneakers. There's no big dikuni. He has to wear either. He wears all the big dikuni. He doesn't wear a big dikuni. The idea of big dikuni is that if the person wears fancy gutted, he realizes he has a hashivus of a mensch, then he'll do the avoda like a mensch. The guy's going to walk around, the guy's going to walk around like a slav, so he'll do the avoda like a slav. Has to dress beautifully. And if the guy's a Kohen Gadol, then he has to wear big days off, which is the chief rabbi, the Gor, has to wear fancy. The more chashev a person is, the more chashev his burden have to be. Not only that other people should know, that he should know his own hashivus. Everybody has to recognize his hashivus. The Amorim are very machna wearing fancy begotten. The Amorim says he's to call the begotten the chabdusa. The begotten are mechabed the person. The begotten give the person the sense of importance and chashivas on it. It's very important. That's the... otherwise, why did the Torah make a whole thing a big nikkuna for what he need the whole thing for? The Rebbe Shlom, you have to make him happy with a big nikkuna. He wants the Kohen to realize their chashivas. So the Beis HaLevi claims, if the deal is that the tzitz is only meratzah when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, what is only going to wear the tzitz alone? Or run around in a regular suit just with the tzitz. That's nothing. You have to wear all the begotten. If you're mechusa begotten, so it's like not wearing any begotten. You have to wear either all or nothing. So the deal is you have to wear everything. So the mele, the Kohen Gadol for shteitzach, has to wear the big dikura all day long in order to be meratzah and whatever korbanos may happen to become tamid. That's his interpretation of the Rambam. So the Rambam only says that the Kohen Hedyot wears the big day. Where the Avnei Shokalim Shlavishas Avodah, he gets Malchus, he violates an Avera, because the Kohen Hedyot only has a mitzvah to wear Big Dikuna Bishas Avodah. Because wearing Big Dikuna for the Kohen Hedyot is only a Hechsher mitzvah. It's in order to enable him, in order to make him kosher to do Avodah Sakharbonis. But the Kohen Gadol is wearing Big Dikuna for another purpose, not only to be Machshir the Kohen Gadol, to enable him do hafrodas hakorbanes, it's in order to acquire ritzui, the ratzon lehemlefnei Hashem, in order to get hechsher of the korbanes that became tameh. And that's in order to wear the tzitzot, and only have to wear rodesh kohen gadol, it's either all or nothing. That's how the Beis Halevi suggests. So eventually you say, you can say that the Beis Halevi even easier, you don't have to go with it's roundabout to say because of the mitzvah tzitz. What if it happens right now that you know that nothing is going on in the Beis Hamikdash? The bad years, everybody's poor. No one's being offered any karbanos today. So then you, according to the Beis Halevi, you would say the Kohen Gadol should take off the tzitz, should take off all the big nikkunim, because it has kilayim, and there's no need for the tzitz to be meraksim. So Rav Soloveitchik thought you can say along the same lines of the Beis Halevi, and say slightly differently. That as far as the Kohen Gadol is concerned, it's a mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol. That's how the Rambam implies in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. He writes it's a mitzvah to appoint the Kohen Gadol. And the mitzvah is that the Kohen Gadol should be in the Beis HaMikdash all day long wearing his big nikkunim. The Kohen Hedyot is not a mitzvah. He's not part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol is part of the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. He has his mitzvah, sorry, the sitko, to stand whatever it is in the Beis HaMikdash all day long, visit the chroidoi uvisifartoi, to wear his big nikkun all day long, not only because of the tzitz meratze. Even if the no korban is taking place right now, still a mitzvah to have the Kohen Gadol around, to wearing the big nikkun. That's the tzuris HaMikdash. On Beis HaMikdash with the Kohen Gadol, with the Kelim. Hashemikini Kohen Hedyot is not part of the tzuris HaMikdash. That's a din. If you want to do avodah, you need a kohen, and the kohen, in order to be kosher, has to have bigdei maaleh. And the Raivid disagrees with the whole Rambam. The Raivid says, like the other opinion of Tosis, Tosis has 2 days about this. The Raivid follows the other opinion of Tosis, that even a kohen hedyot may wear the big dikuna all day long, that there's no problem. The question is why? How do you explain the Raivid? So one could interpret the Raivid, and his opinion is, it says, Yosisa big dekodesh liyaron achich lechov and ulus sefaris, is not only liyaron achichom, for the Kohen Gadol, it's Lechav and Osefaris. It's even for the big day, even for the big day B'nai Aharon, even for a Kohen Hedyot also. For all of them. The first passage says, Hakar Elecha Saharon Achicha Ves Bono Vito. And then it says, Isis Big Dekelish, Yaron Achicha Lechav and Osefaris. Is that only Lechav and Osefaris implies that it's a separate bit for the way Big Likuna? That's only for Kohen Gadol? Or does that even apply to Kohen Hedyot? So maybe that's the right achievement. That Bein Kohen Gadol, Bein Kohen Hedyot have a separate independent sovereign mitzvah to wear big nikkunim, even if they're not doing avodah, it's a separate mitzvah to wear big nikkunim. Or that's one pshat. That's how Rav Soloveitchik thinks, that the pshat is like that. The Raivid holds that the mitzvah is to wear big nikkunim all day long. And the classical Mefarshim all interpret the Raivid that he holds a different word. No, he agrees with the Rambam that the mitzvah of wearing big nikkunim for Kohen Hedyot is only b'shas avodah. Shalom b'shas avodah, there is no mitzvah to wear big nikkunim. Hayek is no mitzvah, so why does he allow him to wear the shatnez of the Yavne Shalev B'Shas Avodah? So the classical Mepharshim say, because Kilayim and Big Nikkunim, the Rabbi Sheet is in his Hutra, and it's not the Chuyim. That's a Shalev. Whenever you have, let's say, Kilayim and Tzitzis, or let's say you have Tumah, you have Korbanos HaKorah B'Tumah, Korbanos HaZman HaKavua is Korah B'Tumah, do you say that the Tumah is Hutra B'Tzik, or do you say that the Tumah is the Chuyim B'Tzik? So that's a machloekes Matanan. So here also there's such a shaila. What's the nature of the din that kilayim is mutar big nikkunim? Is it that it's hutro, hetegomer, or is it that it's dechuyim? So the classical Mefarshim explain, that's how Tosis presents it, and that's how the Achronim interpret in the Raivid. That the Raivid sheet is like the Rambam, that the mitzvah of the Kohen Hedyot to wear big nikkunim only applies b'shas avodah, because it's not really an independent mitzvah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah to enable him to be kosher avodah. But the Raivid sheet is that even Shalev B'Shas HaVodah is allowed to wear the big nikkunim because it's hutra. What does it got to do with hutra? It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean hutra? The chilek between hutra and tchuyi is it a very good hetter gomer, you don't even have to try to avoid it? Or is it only the chuyi, which means v'koshi itira ha-torah, if it's b'leiz breire, if it's the efshe l'kaim shneyem, nope. So you have no breire, then it's mutar. But if it's efshe l'kaim shneyem, then it's also. That's what Gemara says in Yuma, Dav Rav on the base. What's the difference between if we're saying whether something is hutra or saying that something is dechuyah? So the Gemara, the difference is if it's actually a kaim shnei. That's the whole difference. So how can you say pshat and derive it over here that the Kohen Hedyot is permitted to wear big nikkunim shaloi afilu shaloi b'shas avodah because kilayim big nikkunim is hutra? So what? What's the difference when it's hutra or tchuyah? But it's only hutra or tchuyah when he's doing the mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah. So there's no hetter, there's no tchuyah, there's nothing. So why should it be mutter at all? It's like saying like this. The Gemara says there, Yume, that the machlokes hatanayim, where the tumah is hutra b'tzibur, tumah duchim b'tzibur, is only with respect to being makar karbanos tzibur b'tumah. What about being makar karbanos tzibur b'shabbos? on Shabbos he makir brother to leave him with something. Is that a machlekes where it's utro twist? The Gemara says no. There everybody agrees that it's utro. So what does it mean it's utro? The Nechal Shabbos for the purpose of hakrovis kavanis should not be tavuah. The Shabbos is het the gomer. The chilul Shabbos is het the gomer. So does that mean that the kohen can smoke a cigar also the Shabbos that he's doing that avodah? No, you can't listen to the radio while he's doing that avodah either. The only thing that's mutter is the thing that's mutter to be makir the kavanis. That halacha. So the Gemara had a shot, is that Hutra? The Gemara says Hutra. But just because it's Hutra means he can do more Averis. He can't, he can only do the thing that is Hutra. So that's the tell over here. What do you mean? You're right, the sheet is, and Taisa says like that you're permitted to wear Big Nikuna, people Shlev Shas Avaida, even though the mitzvah wearing Big Nikuna is only Bishas Avaida. Shlev Shas Avaida is absolutely no mitzvah at all, but it's Mutra anyway, because Bishas Avaida, the Hector is so good that it's Hutra. So what that it's Hutra? But Shlev Shas Avaida should be no Hector at all? So what's the difference whether B'Shas HaVeir is Hutra or Zechuya, but whatever the Hatter is, it doesn't apply Shalev B'Shas HaVeir. That's the Pella, that's what the Mefarshim is. So the Rav explained that it's not a Kash. There's a Pirush HaMiyuchas Lo HaRaivit. There's a Sura HaRaivit. It's written by somebody else, but it's printed in the Gemara. It says, it has the Raivit's name on top, Gram HaSeth has Tomit. It's a very long commentary on Tomit, line by line, on every Mishnah that was claimed to have been written by the Raivit, and all of the Achraim say it's not really so. So in that Pirush HaMiyuchas Lo HaRaivit, he poses this Kash. That's one of the rites that you know it's not the Raivit, because that Raivit on Tomit disagrees with the Raivit over here. It's one of the 100 rites, 101 rites. The Raivit on Tomit and the Pirush HaMiyuchas Lo HaRaivit on Tomit disagrees with this Raivit on the Yad HaHazot. There he says it doesn't make sense to say that just because it's Hutra, it's Mutar Yirim Shlev Shas HaVayit. So, but the Raivit seems to hold that it is so. The Raivit holds that the Big Nekune, the Kohen Hakim, may wear Yirim Shlev Shas HaVayit. So one way to explain the Raivit is that he holds that there's a mitzvah Yirim Shlev Shas HaVayit. That's where Big Nekune is a separate mitzvah, just like by Kohen Gadol it's a separate mitzvah. So the Kohen Hakim is also a separate mitzvah. It's not just to be Masha him to do the HaVayit. And another view of the Raivit is the classic of Pshat in the Raivit, that the Raivit holds the mitzvah of wearing Big Nekune is only B'Shas HaVayit. And Shlev B'Shas HaVayit is no mitzvah, but if Mutar anyway, the Kohen Kilayim, the Big Nekune is Hutra. So the Pella is what do you mean Hutra? Like the Pirush HaMiyuchas Lo HaRaivit has come down, what do you mean Hutra? Hutra is only when you have the mitzvah, but if there's no Heter, Shlev B'Shas HaVayit is neither Hutra nor Chuyah. So what are they talking about? So Rav Salvechik explained that it's not a kasha. What is the difference between Hutra and Chuyah? What does it mean that if something, let's say, if Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, Heter Gomor B'Shofi, Heter Gomor, you don't have to worry about it at all. Even if you can avoid it, there's no need to avoid it. If Heter Gomor may occur, there's no problem. But all the Chuyah, the Rashi, the Brahman, that Chok, uses a Lashon, B'Koshi Hi Tirasai HaTorv. The latest brayer is Mutar. But if you have a brayer, if it's Epshel, Akayim Shneim, then you have to try to avoid it. What does that mean exactly? That if it's Hutra, it's Heta Bishofi, Heta Gomor. No problem, you don't have to avoid it. And if it's Duchuya, it's Bikoshi, Hikirasa HaTorah, and if it's Epshel, Akayim Shneim, you have to avoid it. What's the halakhic uptight of this? What's a good Heta or a Shvach Heta? Heta is a Heta. What's the difference with the Hutra Shvili? So the Rav explained that the difference means the following. Duchuya means like Esei Doicha Lo Esei, the Tzorech Kiyim HaMitzvah is Matar Yaveir. So if, let's say, Kilayim is Mutar and Big Nekune, it's a Pchina of Dechuya, so it's only, the Doicha is only present B'Shas when you're doing Avodah, B'Shas HaMitzvah. Shaloi B'Shas HaVodah, there's no Mitzvah, if you should assume there's no independent Mitzvah of Levish's Big Nekune. The Mitzvah only is to do the Avodah. So Shaloi B'Shas HaVodah, there's no Mitzvah to be Doicha. So what's going to be the Heter? But that's the Rambam sheet, obviously, that Kilayim and Big Nekune is only Dechuya. And the Doicha is only B'Shas when you have a mitzvah. The mitzvah is only B'Shas HaVayda for Kain Hedyu. And perhaps the Raivit sheet is that it's Hutra. Hutra means a whole different word. Hutra doesn't mean that the Tzorech HaMitzvah, Tzorech Mitzvah A is Matar Isa B. No, that's Dechuya. The Tzorech HaMitzvah is Matar something. That's called Dechuya. Doicha knocks it off and it's Matar. Hutra means that when the Torah, Gary, that's how Rashi writes in Brachas Tachol, Hutra means like this, when the Torah forbid wearing Kilayim, the Torah says you're not allowed to wear Kilayim except in a case of Big Nekune. So that means that not that the Torah HaMitzvah HaKrovis Karbonis is Matar Yisur, that's called the Chuyah, no. It means the object, the Chetz of Big Nekune was exempted from the Yisur Kilayim. When the Torah writes in Yisur, don't wear Kilayim, so it's understood, King who writes in Chumash, don't wear Kilayim unless the Big Nekune. So if the Chetz of Big Nekune is Matir, but then it's even Mutar Shlev B'Shas HaVodah. Because the Chetz says the Chetz of Big Nekune even when he's not doing the Avodah. If you say that Kilayim and Big Nekune is only Dechuya, so the Doch has to be the Kiyam HaMitzvah. The Kiyam HaMitzvah is only when you're doing the Avodah, while the Kohen is doing the Avodah. But if the heter is not based on the chuya, means that the kima mitzvah, the means that the chefter was exempted, this chefter was exempted from the yisur kilayim. It's big dikun. So it's big dikun all day long. After the shleim b'shas avodah. And that's how Taisus points out in Menachos. Taisus points out that even if you hold that kilayim, big dikuneh is mutra. In Afilu Shloim B'Shas Avodah, you can also wear the kilayim in the big dikuneh, like the Ravid sheet against the Rambam. Taisus also has the both days. Even if you hold like the Ravid, but Taisus quotes out the Sefte, but you know that the kind of head is not allowed to wear the big dikuneh, Shloim B'Shas Avodah, Chutz LaMikdash. That's why not. Why is Chutz LaMikdash not? If Shloim B'Shas Avodah is mutter, because it's utro, so Mali Bamigdash Mali Chutz LaMikdash, and the answer is no, because there's a Mishnah in Zvach and Peches, when the Mishnah says that Klisharis are only, whenever you put something into a Klisharis, so it's Makarish, if you put Menachis and yourself into a Klisharis, you give it a Klisha Guflam is bare. When you make the Klisha's pair on a Mincha, or on a Nesach Yah, you only get the Klisha's Domiglam is bare. We discussed the last week, we must discuss on several occasions. When you put it into the Klisharis, that gives it the Klisha's Guflam is bare. So the Mishnah says in Zvachim, in Daf Pei Ches and Aleph, that all the Klisharis are Ein Mekadshim Ela Bakodesh. They're only Mekadosh called Malateh are in the Azorah. If you take a Klisharis out of the Azorah, it has Kedusha, but it's not called Klisharis. It only has the Shem Klisharis when it's in the Azorah. So apparently that's what the Tosefta is driving at. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. Tosefta says that even if you hold Kilayim and Bignikunim is Hutro, and the Konhegi is allowed to wear the Bignikun, Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Avodah, that's only when he's in the Mikdash. But if it's Chutz LaMikdash, then not. Why? Because it's not even called Big Dekun. It has Kedusha, but it's not called Klisharis. So the Heter only was, even for a Hutra, the Hutra was, and Big Dekun is Hutra. But this is not, it's not called a Heter, it's a Big Dekun. Just like the Mishnah says in Zvachim Peches, the Klisharis are not called Klisharis Chutz LaMikdash.
You say that it's only
Kedusha.
Why is it Kedusha? Then the Kohanim should try to be right as much as they can in wearing the
Kohanim. They should rush to do the Avodah quickly. That's why Kohanim's using hand. Somebody said that. That's why Kohanim always run. The Gemara says Kohanim are always running to do the Avodah. So someone said, why? Because the Ravid cheated. That it's the Chuya, I don't remember, it's one of the Akharimakit says, because it's the Chuya, they have to be Mamayi to find that they wear. Because the Gemara Leinar Maka says, that a guy wears, a guy puts on Kohanim and he wears it for an hour. Another wise guy puts on Kohanim and wears it for 2 hours. So the Gemara says, the one who wears it for 2 hours is a bigger Avera, a longer Avera. He gets more Malkus, the Gemara says. He gets more Malkus than the one who wears it only for 1 hour. So it's not, you don't just say that, he put on the Kohanim and he wore it. Mali, 1 hour, Mali, 2 hours. No, the longer you wear the Kohanim, the more you are repeating the Avera. Every minute that you continue to wear the Kohanim and you're not patient, the Gemara says, then you get more Malkus. The problem that the Rishonim discussed, why is it labeled as a Lav Shem or Meisim? They're continuing to wear the kilayim and they're not being poshay, why should you be like it? And so it's discussed, we'll get to it later in the parak. But the Gemara says, Mufurish, that every minute that you continue to wear kilayim b'yisr is an added avera. It's not just that it's one long avera, you put on kilayim and you're still wearing it. So if someone suggested like that, that's why the Gemara says, Kohanim's reason is that they're always rushing. The Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't only say in the sense that they're careful. The Gemara says, reason in the sense that they're always running. Why are they running? Because they want to hurry, if according to the Ravid, they want to be memayit in these. Because it's only the chuya. You have to be mind this man who is.
No, it's a different shayla.
So some say no, because they need to be bazaar. The other Rishonim had 2 days in Tosfos, and the Rishonim could bet this on Zvot. The other Rishonim say yes, because it's Lotzorah HaKrovas and Lotzorah HaKrovas. We need to wear kilayim shelo b'shas avodah. Yeah. And that's my point, is the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Ravid holds mutter, so there are two ways to explain the Ravid. One is, there's a separate mitzvah, the way we make kuna all day long. It's b'shas mitzvah. Yeah, b'shas is no. The mitzvah, the Ravid agrees with the Rambam mitzvah is only b'shas avodah. Shelo b'shas avodah. There is no separate mitzvah in the Kohen. one or two.
It's only one person.
Right, that's why you can think of it with the whole Talmidos. If you say the whole Chakira is a joke. And this interdependence is not correct. If one person say he brings one. Oh no, he brings two, so they have two dinners. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's a fakir, it doesn't mean that there's any validity to the whole fakir. But the kangaroo is also a kanhadir dana. That's why you want to make more nafkinis, but the kangaroo is also a kanhadir dana. It's a very strange country. What if the Kohen comes to the Beit HaMikdash the first time in his life to do it, and he doesn't bring it in the Haskinah? Is the Aveda possible yet or not? What if you're not Mechanic? So that's a machlokes in Yerushalayim. It's a question of Yusur. The question of Yusur in Yerushalayim. Like I said, the Rambam, I think, says one way, and the Rashi and Teres Kahanim say the other. The basic, what the Jews do, what the correct use is in the Yalkut Shimayim, in the Teres Kahanim, in Yerushalayim, that's the question with Mephoris. What happens if a Kohen once brought a Minhas Kinoch, and now he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol? Now he's also supposed to bring a second Minhas Kinoch, that's the Kohen Shimon. What if he doesn't bring that Minhas Kinoch? That, a lot of our Kohenim are noted to say, here for sure it's not Miyakeh. The only time a Shah to say Minhas Kinoch is Miyakeh is that the Kohen never brought a Minhas Kinoch in his lifetime. So he was never a Mechunach, so to speak. He never had a Kinoch as a Kohen HaKach Shalach Akrova. But if he once had a Kinoch, just that now he was in place if he was in Salah to become a Kandom, and he just didn't bring a new Minhas Kinoch, so that if some friend want to say that would certainly not be Miyak, if only the other one would be Miyak. What does it, let's say, the Mizbeach? Let's say you build a Mizbeach. Come to the Beis HaMikdash, you fry up the plot from the Arabs, you bomb the mosque, you build the Beis HaMikdash, you make a Mizbeach, and then we're ready to do Makruf Kavanis. So what do you just walk in, you Makruf Kavanis? If you build it to size, and you Makdash it. The Makruf Kavanis, and the Mishnah says, we're not this, no. You have to be Mechanach the Mizbeach. How do you Mechanach the Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says, they Mechanach the Mizbeach, hello, the Talmud Shal Shacha. You can't bring in the middle of nowhere, you can't bring any problem you choose to. You have to bring after a Talmud Shal Shacha first. And what if you didn't bring the Talmud Shal Shacha first? Is the Chinuch Ma'akev Ma'akev. So that's also a deal with impossible. It doesn't say the Ferish in the Gemara. That's a Shal of the Birke Yosef. The Hilchos Pesach, the Birke Yosef by the Chidor, writes, he talks in Hilchos Pesach and Arachayim about the idea that the Rishonim had and throughout the generations of that Kohenim to go to Yerushalayim and make a Mizbeach and be Makar the Korban Pesach. They didn't know that it was in the hands of the Arabs that they had a mosque. They were all thinking of the possibility of being Makar Korban. So, they have to figure out, they have to measure Anabayana from Tesla Maro. Now they know exactly where it is at. Now that they discovered 15, 20 years ago, the underground tunnel from the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnayis and Josephus both describe exactly which tunnel led to which room and so on, but now they know exactly where it is at. They know how big the Arash is. No, it says how big the Arash is. That's all the measurement, how big everything was. They have enough tunnels in Solon to figure out every dimension. Don't shy away, the Mizbeach is supposed to be 32 hours by 32 hours. So how do you know how long an amulet is? That's my, you know exactly where the spot is, you know where you're supposed to measure from. How do you know how long an amulet is? That's one of the problems. Then you won't know where it is, but that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems. How do you know? But the deal is that the Lamed Beis Amar, Lamed Beis Amar is not the actual reaction. You know, it has to be a square. Migula is Miyakim. It doesn't have to be Lamed Beis Amar. It has to be a certain minimum size. What's the minimum size? So the Gemara has in Yumra Machloikis, I think, what are Zrochim? Yumra has a Machloikis, what it's, how's the Chumash say? Let's fix it. Three Amas by three Amas. Wow, one Tanah says one Amas by one Amas. I think the Rambam passes only one Amas by one Amas Machloikis. If it's less than one by one Amas, then it's no good. But if it's more, as long as it's a square, it's okay. There's a certain minimum height that it has to be, and a certain minimum size has to be, but it doesn't have to be longer based on longer days. So then you can, that is very possible to figure out, within the margin of error, taking the various sheets of how long an arm is, and measure from where the wall should have been, where the Mizbeach should be, so it's possible to make a mizbeach that would be a square, the minimum size of mizbeach, that would be l'chora des on the right spot. He can't not make a mizbeach wherever he wants. The mizbeach has to be in the spot where the old mizbeach was. He can't put a mizbeach somewhere else in the base of mizbeach, it won't be kosher l'akrova. So once you say like that, that it doesn't have to be the lami beis tam, lami beis tam, that's not the yachid of the end, that's the lami, the lami, so it's not lami, but then it's shy to make. Don't you need what? Right, that's another problem. That's what the Binyan Tzion threw in. That's why he calls his shoes Binyan Tzion, because the first shoe was for a 3-year scholarship that his einfall to build the base of mizbeach. So he says, he insists that you need a novi. Because of the Sifrei says in the Pesach, the Shulchan Siddur Shul, Rosh Al Pinoi, and that's what the Bris Barov time is in the Shurim and Zvachim Dav Samach, where this Gemara comes from. Shlosh Yudvar and Shul Gimel Zekeinim. This whole story is not Shem Bezham Yudish Kain, leading the Mighty Shem in Yerushalayim. So on that Dav and Zvachim, the Gemara says, Gimel Levi, Malu Ima and Yubavo. So the Bris Barov says, you see from the Gemara that the Sifrei is right, but you need a Novi, Rosh Al Pinoi. Otherwise you can say the Gemara never quotes that Rosh Al Pinoi, maybe it's not Malav, maybe you don't pass like that. So the Bris Barov said, no, you don't pass like that. The Gemara says, Gimel Levi, Malu Ima and Yubavo, one way to tell them, Al Makanam is there. You don't have a Novi, so you're not allowed to figure it out based on archaeological cheshbon, it's where the Mizbeach has to be. That's their time. That's the Biskarov's time with the Binyan Tzion. The thing came way before Biskarov. The others all know, others all we don't pass like that problem. But it's not necessary to have a Novi. The reason why we needed a Novi in the days of Ezra Nehemiah was because the first Bishan Yiddish was Or Lad HaYisaybo. It was burnt down to the base. There was nothing left, there was no Rishum and Nikar. So there was no method archaeologically or otherwise to figure out where the Makamah Mizbeach should be. But the Zman HaZeh, we have the Kreslon Arabi left. So from the Kreslon you can figure out all the other Cheshbonis. So maybe today we would not need a Navi. That's what the others argue. They think that we're the Binyan Tzion and the Bishra. They don't need a Navi there, because the Pasuk says in Tilim, Ad HaYisaybo, they destroyed everything, so there's nothing to measure from. So you have to have Ruach HaKadosh to know where the Makamah Mizbeach is.
If the coin can't bring a carbon until the base is Mizbeach and Mizbeach. You can't bring a carbon until the base is Mizbeach and Mizbeach.
Right.
So how is it going to
be
Mizbeach and Mizbeach?
Good
question.
He had everything start in the very beginning. You know, the stomach then, the halacha was that you didn't need him in the Hasina.
Is it going to be Mizbeach and Mizbeach?
What's going to need? I'd say based on Mizbeach. It's a good question. Very good question. A mincha, yeah. A regular part of the mincha. But since usually a mincha you make meats and you burn the comets and the shiori ha-mincha what's left over, the shiraim is an echel to the zipper kunet, but a mincha with a bala korban, the bala mincha is a korban, is always kolor. The entire mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. There's no kmitz at all. You know, not that you do a kmitz and you burn everything. You don't even do a kmitz, Pastor said. Just burn the whole thing. So I started to mention before, just like there's a machlekes in Rishonim, whether the mincha's chinuch is ma'akev, Machlokes and Rishonim based on the curse and the Alfa Shemayim and the Sifrei and the Sifro and the Yerushalmi and Yudim. Whether the Kohen never brought him in Haschinach and he goes ahead and he does avoid it, would he avoid a big Sheva of Sulba? So too there's a similar Shaila in the Birkei Yosef and Hilchas Pesach when he discusses this Ein Sof. The Mech of Beis HaMikdash, which is his Beach, and the Makri of Korban Pesach is Manazah. So he says, how can you do that? You can't be Makri of Korban Pesach on the floor, you have to have him as Beach. And just because you make a structure, that's not called a Mizbeach, it has to have a Kedushas on Mizbeach. And how do you make a Kedushas on Mizbeach? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, Ein Chanachon on Mizbeach, Ela B'Tomid Shel Shachar. So we don't have any Tomid Shel Shachar. Tomid Shel Shachar, I gotta go collect Matzah Shekel money to bring the Tomid Shel Shachar. How come throughout all the generations, that's the Chidos Kash? How come throughout all the generations, the Rishonim and the Poskim were discussing the possibility of making Mizbeach, the Makri of Korban Pesach? How can you make a Korban Pesach without first having been makor the Talmud Shel Shachar to be mechanech as a mizbeach? That's his kasha. So he suggests, see if he gives a few answers in Pesach. So one of the answers is that that whole din, Ein Chayav as a mizbeach, the Talmud Shel Shachar, is just lohat chiluf. That's been yevid, it's not miyakir. So it could be that that machloikis is similar to this machloikis. Machloikis over here. You have to be mechanech as a koyin with a minchas chiluf. You can't be mechanech to come with anything else. Is that the Akib of the Yevid? What if you went ahead and you did avoid it? Maybe that avoid is mechanech. Who says it's Akib of the Yevid? Dafka the Minchas Chinuch is mechanech. Maybe any other avoid is mechanech. So just like there's machlokes like what's mechanech, a kohen hedi or dafka the Minchas Chinuch or anything, there's such a similar shaila in later Rachonim. If you go another Rachonim, whether the Chinuch HaMizbeach Achitz and Mizbeach Shoshav, whether that's Akib, or love that, keep me mechanech to Mizbeach Achitz, mechanech avoid the Yevid. Licha, chinuch tak et Tomu Shoshah. But the Yevid, you can start with any hakrov as hakrov.
Can you always have a lot of hakrov?
Not either.
You hold that a coin is not knocking, the coin can be knocking with the coin, so Shachar. If you hold it to the Mizbeach, you don't need to come Shachar, you can knock with the Mizbeach.
Okay, yes, that's what you meant to either. I thought that these two atonies are Mizbeach, in a certain sense. And Halacha says, what's Machaneh, is that knocking with the Yeved or not? If it is Miach with the Yeved, then they're both nuggets. It's not either this is a Kula, that's a Kula. You have two Kulas to rely on. I thought it's one Kula, and if it's no good, so what is the Kula? Maybe the Kohanim will have a Chiyas HaMeisim will do the Avodah in Beis HaMikdash, and they already had a Chinuch. The Gemara says no, the Gemara says in Yuvud, I'll need a new Chinuch. The Gemara says, Ahar Nevon, they have to do the Chiyas HaMeisim, the Gemara says in Yuvud, we'll need a new Chinuch Kuhuna all over again. Not only a Chinuch. The Gemara said, Chetz and Malbish and Lossi Lover. The Gemara said, just like Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Malbish, to be the Kuhuna, and Ahar Nevon, to be the Kaddish, then anew. So that Kiddush Kehuna that they got in Parashas Ketzaveh and in Tzaveh and Shmini, that was a good Kiddush Kehuna for them and for all of their descendants. Atzei Kaladeres, but then if somebody dies and then he comes back to life, since he's not born naturally from a Koyim, Ben Koyim, so the Gemara implies in Yoda that he needs a new Chinuch all over again. He needs a new Mekadosh all over again. He needs the Big Dekuna to be Mekadosh, just like they needed then the Big Dekuna. That's what the Gemara says in the Yom. Ketzei Malbish and Lasi Lavoi. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Ketzer Maldish Lasi Lava, how did Moshe Rabbeinu put on the Big Dikuna? How did he do it in the Midbar? How did he do it then? How are you supposed to do it now? So the Gemara says, when we'll be holding by then, Moshe Rabbeinu will be there, and he'll tell us how he did it, and he'll do it the same way he did it in the Midbar, he'll do it again. So the Gemara says, the Gemara implies clearly that whoever was dead, a Kohen was dead, and he comes back to life, not only will he need a Minchas Tirah, that's not enough, he'll need a whole Kiddush Kehuna. He's like, he's not a Kohen, he'll need a Kiddush Kehuna then. If there was a Kohen who was alive, let's say in one Beis HaMikdash, let's say a Kohen who was alive in the Bais Rishon who was Makif Karbanos, and then they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and they built, and he was in Golus for 7 years, then he comes back to the Bais Sheni, he's an old man by now, 9 years old, let's say, they want to be Makif Karbanos in the Bais Sheni. So the Rishonim say, the Rabbein Yechiel Mikariz, right, to distinguish and learn Kartan, the more they quote the Pasuk in Yecheskel. So he said that Pasuk in Yecheskel tells us that even though the Kohen had him in Hasir, to scoop his Bais Rishon, but since the bias was bottled, and now we're holding by bias sheni, or bias shlishi, whatever, you're holding by new kufa, the new Beis HaMikdash, then it says you need a new min hasinu. You don't need a new kiddush kuhun again. You don't need a new case of malvishon. That's only for dead Quran who come back to life again. That's the Gemara Yuma. But the Kohen was alive throughout. It's just that there was a bit of a hasok in between. Namely, there was chorba bias, the shuv nimna bias. So then Rabbi Yechiel Paris interprets a pasuk. And a Gemara, my cotton, the third type of my cotton, could tell you that you need a new min hasinu. That you would need a new min hasinu. The Beis HaMikdash is charei, and then it's rebuilt, the min hasinu that you brought under the old auspices was no good. You gotta bring under new management now, so you gotta bring a new min hasinu. That's how we interpret. Yeah, there were people. There were old times. New ones certainly needed in the new house, but the Rabbi Yechiel Paris interprets the Gemara in El Megalkin as interpreting a pasuk in Yecheskel as requiring a new mehasina for those Kohanim who did avodah in the old days on English by Shem, by Shrishin, that they needed new mehasina when they begin to do avodah by Shem.
So,
when we
have
a ger,
the Gemara asks,
well,
how can we have
a ger
today?
You know,
the carbon, they said the
carbon is
not
miyakim. Because Ma'an is that the carbon is not miyakim. What the carbon miyakim? Because Ma'an Amigdosh, the amazing claims
that come up like
this in Rishon. Well, what is the carbon? We have a pasuk that one is able to accept ger in his Ma'an Azeh. So it must mean that the carbon is not miyakim, at least his Ma'an Azeh. The pasuk may perhaps indicate even that his Ma'an Amigdosh was never miyakim either. That the mitzvah of bringing korbanos like ger was only the chatfila. And it's not miyakim in the chaleis agirat. But bisman is certainly not miyakim. Let's take him on. That's a machleikus. That's a machleikus. The Rambam, the Rashi thinks, but it's miyakim in the yet. There seems to be a raya in the Gemara in Yuma, the first parak around Afi Beis, around there, that a Kohen Gadol who once brought a Minhaskinah has a Kohen Hed, not who is appointed as a Kohen Gadol, he also has to bring a Minhaskinah, so there's a raya that brain brings in the Gemara that Minhaskinah is not miyakim. That one is not miyakim. But that doesn't necessarily prove that the Baal Mishit is that if a Kohen never brought a Minhaskinah in his lifetime, it's also not miyakim. Could be that, no. That every Kohen has to bring a Minhaskinah once in his lifetime before he begins to do avodah. If he didn't bring that Minhaskinah, his avodah would be psula. But once he brought it, And then he elevated him to the post of Kangaroo, and then he has to bring another Min Hasan, maybe that one is not Miyah. That's what some of our friends suggest to Chiluk. And some say that they see from that Gemara that the Bavli sheet is that it's always good for the Yevit. And even if the Kohen never brings him in Hasan at all, it's partially the Abay Gossip share with the Yevit.
That's how we answer the question that they will.
Right, that's one of the answers. That's how the Chidor suggests. Possibly that Mishnah in the office that says, Eim Chachman Sam is there. Achitz and Elo, the Tom Shoshah, maybe it's only the Chachil, maybe it's not Miyaki the Yevit.
That
was the first day to miss Tamash Hashachar. Yeah. Oh. So, and they were mechanic in his bath, not the Tamash Hashachar.
Okay.
Could be all right. Let's take a look at the Birke Yosef. I don't remember the Birke Yosef in the Hilchas Pesach. Maybe he goes there. Let's see again. So we left off on Yud Zayin on the base on the last line. The Gemara wanted to know, how does Rav Shimon get all of these Yisurim? What do you mean? I would have known Chutz Lachayimah. By Katas V'yosham, or by Oilo, Shlomim, with the Kal V'chaim, the Kamais Hashem. So Naniach already that the Kal V'chaim is a valid Kal V'chaim. The Rabbi makes a Tiruch. The Rabbi says he's not so convinced that the Kal V'chaim is correct, because maybe Kamais Hashem has a Chumre, but Shalom Atzilu, because Shemamish, that Kamais Hashem, when you pray, you need Afki Kesef. You cannot be prayed with Shavu Kesef, and the only Karbonis, when they get a moon, and you pray to them, you can pray with Shavu Kesef also, as long as it's not Kar Kavar Mishtok. So Rav, the time is against the whole thing. He doesn't see that any of these Kalim are Kalim, the Chamur are Chamur. It could be the Kal is really Chamur, the Chamur is Kal. He's not convinced of the whole Kalim. But the Fishi Tassel, the Rav Shimon Baichoy, is convinced that his Kalim are Kal, his Chamur are Chamur. But the Gemata Kalim are Chamur, he said, I know the Kalim are Chamur. If it didn't sell by my Shishen, it certainly sell by this. If it didn't sell by that, it certainly sell by that. That's how I knew that every person comes to tell a different thing. Trey Gizmar, what do you mean? He's deriving a Kal V'chaymer and establishing a law based on a Kal V'chaymer. It was the Machlokes earlier on Daf Yudalit, her Onshin Menadin, or Ein Onshin Menadin. So Rabbi Yitzchak was of the opinion on the bottom of Yudalit, not the bottom place. Rabbi Yitzchak Shita Tana, Rabbi Yitzchak was of the opinion that Onshin Menadin, but Afidol Madiyama Onshin Menadin, Ein Masir Menadin, you cannot construct an Isir, you cannot establish an Isir law based on a Kal V'chaymer. Why not? So the Parshat Shal, because it's not Dumi the Lav the Hasim. Lav the Hasim is written in the Torah. You're going to tell me a Kal V'chaymer that it's us. It's not written before. It's not Dumi the Lav the Hasim. So the Gemara says, and even though Rav Yitzchok is of the opinion that Oishim and Adin, but not Masir and Adin, you can't construct an Azhar, and Azhar means a Lav. You can't call it a Lav. You wouldn't get any Malkus for it. So the Gemara Taina is, what are you telling me? I would have known that anyway, but the Kal V'chaymer. So why does the Parshat have to say you're not allowed to eat? And all the other Yisurim, Reb Shimon has a whole thing. So the Gemara asks, what is he talking about? And if the Gemara is Yisur Diyam. So take that it's long Arichas, which is not the Gela Dina, that's why we're skipping. We don't pass like Reb Shimon anyway. So we don't pass like Reb Shimon, but Kiva Adolf Kehaham. The Tyson has a quick shot on how do you translate the words. What does it mean, Yisurim Diyam? What it means, these new Yisurim Chadoshim that Reb Shimon is making up over here, the things that he's inventing, those are merely Yisurim Diyam, but the Yisur of Chutz LeYerushalayim, the Chutz LaChaim Yisur, that's the Pshut HaShlamikra, that will get Malchus. Oh no, the Gemara meant to say, what he said, I would know a Kal V'chaymer for this, for that, for the other thing. I'll derive that from a Kal V'chaymer, and I'll say this, I can know Malchus on that, and the only thing that will get a Malchus will only be the Dovah Chodesh. So those are the two Pshatim and Tesis. Greg Gemara, how can you say that there's no Malchus, but Rabbi says, like a Chomish? Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean. Like a Chomish means five Yisur. Greg Gemara, but the Mishnah says, Elohim Alaykin, and it lists off both the Yisurim Achutz L'Chaymer and the Yisurim Chadosh Rav Shimon. So whatever you just said, whatever Pshat and Taisis you will accept over here, the Rav Shimon said that something is Yisur B'Yalma, either the Chutz L'Chaymer is Glat and Yisur B'Yalma with no Malchus. Or the Yisur Chadosh is an Yisur B'Yalma with no Malchus, however you take Rav Shimon, but the Mishnah is not so. The Mishnah is following Rav Shimon's opinion. That's what Rav Yechon says.
did it Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon, and the Mishnah says there is malchus both on the chutzlach chayim yisik and on the yisik chodesh.
Are we assuming that the only time is following the Masirna that applies is when you're making the law in terms of doing malchus?
For malchus, yeah, it's not called an asar. An isir it is, an isir will be. Right. Torah has an isir X in certain case. And I established based on the Kabbalah Chaimer, Y and Z are certainly forbidden. If X is also, Y and Z are worse, further in the opposite, certainly also. So that would be a good Kabbalah Chaimer. What to do is establish an isir. You can make an isir, but it should just not called a law. It's not called an asar. That it should warrant malchus, because not doing it. The law of the Hasimah, right? The Chutz Lachaimah does get malchus, and the Chudish does. Here, that's what Tosis has difficulty explaining Yidiv Shah. The both Pshatim are very shrimp. We don't really understand what the Gemara means in Surah Yom. The both Pshatim are shrimp. Tosis has always put Kashis on Yidiv. So the Gemara is stuck over here. What do you mean? There's only malchus on the Pshuto, on the Chutz Lachaimah, no malchus on the Yis and the Chudish. There's only malchus on the Yis and the Chudish, and there's no malchus on the Pshut on Chutz Lachaimah. That's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the Pharisee that there's malchus on both, on the Chutz Lachaimah and on the Chudish. And the Gemara, you're right, there's taken malchus on both. Ella, Roy Yisrael, that's the top line on Yutchas on us. Lithics in Liyalam, the previous passage says, Vahavesen, Vahavesen, Hashem, Yechalposen, Hashem, Lekechav, Amachim, Shikha, Hashem, Maizah, Degon, Chosirosh, Mitzarecho, lists out all of these protein. Then it says around 5-6 to the middle, Losuch, Lecho, Vesharech, and it gives you again the repeat of the whole list all over again. So the Gemara says, it says already, List of Rachman, Losuch, Liyoklon. Let it just write in the later Pasuk, don't eat these things, Chos, Machayim, Efrat, what does it keep on always reckoning? Each and every one individually, Meherd, in the forest, Vuh, Rachman, Lomali, Mehed means repeat, Hada Chazor. Why did the Torah repeat explicitly each and every single one separately? Ma'aseh Gonach Adirosh Yisrael B'Chares B'Kofet Sanecha. Chalna Derecha Shetida V'Yisrael Shrimas Yodecha. Every single one repeated. It must be Elul Yachud Yuhulav L'Chol Chad Dichad. So the simple reading of Gemara means like this: Sim Yisrael Lasucha Liyachlam. Even though it doesn't say like that, it says Lasucha Lecha B'Sherecha, and it recommends everything from A to Z that was mentioned in the earlier passage. So that's the same as writing on Sukhli Yom. So the Malkus of Chutz Lachaimah, they'll all get. But because the Torah wrote this longhand instead of the kids, they couldn't read on Sukhli Yom, and instead it writes it by Rikas. So it must be to be Megalot, to be Mechadish to work, that in addition to the Malkus on the Pshuto, on the Chutz Lachaimah, there will also be a Malkus on the Dover HaMachudish B'chol Echad V'yem. The Yahudah, the Ruh Laveh, to give an individual Yisr, the Chol Chad V'chad, each one, to the Maisa B'gonocho, and to the Choresh B'korcho, and to the Tzayach, and to each one separately, another one. Okay. Then there's Vaikah, Big Machloek, is Rashi, and Taisus, Leitamas Konen, Musa, we finished already. Originally, Gemara said, it's only Yisur beyond the point of Rav Shimon. Yisur Shalai Ka'alav. The point of Rav Shimon, you have that is this possible, Yisur Lech B'Sharecho, contains two Yisurim, the Pshuto, that it goes on the Chutz Lachayma, and with the Yisur Mechudish, with the whole Dvei. The lead the Imik Rav Shimon Tele, the whole work, the main Olinian of this thing, yeah, everything is another thing. So then Gemara originally thought that Rav Shimon only holds one of them is going to get Malchus, the other one is not, either the Pshuto is going to get Malchus, and then Mechudish not, and Mechudish is going to get Malchus and Pshuto not. Then Gemara backed out and said, no, since it's all spelled out by Rikas, so they both get Malchus. What is it? They both get Malchus. Chutz Lachaimah gets Malchus. Everybody gets Malchus on Chutz Lachaimah. And also the Yisur Mechudoshim also get Malchus. That's one shot. And then Rashi digs up over here and takes it as a long, a Rikas, whether that's the right shot or not. Maybe the Pshuta always gets Malchus, all the Chutz Lachaimahs, and some of the Mechudosh get Malchus and some don't. Then it takes gets all involved with his Rashi. At first they say he's right, then he's not right, then he is right. You keep on going back and forth. The Shaila within Rav Shimon, the halacha we don't pass like the whole Rav Shimon, so it's not negay. The Rav Shimon is the Shaila, what was the maskana? The Yachud in Lulav, the Chol Chad V'Chad, whether each and everything that Rav Shimon says, Taki gets Malchus, or only the Kodim Zrikas get Malchus. The Chutz Lachaimis are all going to get Malchus, that's the Pshuto. And then, since it's the Yachud in Lulav, the Chol Chad V'Chad, so all the Kodim Zrikas will also give Malchus to, but the other ones, we won't give Malchus to. And that's the Shaila.
The Kodim Kriya,
and all the others which are Korbanah is the Kodim Zrika. And maybe the other, the Zar Shachar HaSabchor, will not get Malchus. But the Chutz La Zara, if you eat the Kodshi Kodshi Chutz La Zara, you won't get Malchus. Okay. Dazi Gmar Gufo Amar Rav, I'm quoting back the original statement of Rav in the previous song. The Ashkenaz and Rav look is weaker. Chutz Rachaim and Rav Shimon like the Chumash. What are the five malchus again? What are again the five? Well, one is that he ate a chutz lachayma. Chutz lachayma is malchus on everything. Secondly, it's a kachikachim. So kachikachim chutz la'azara is another malchus. So that's the second malchus. Thirdly, even if he would have eaten it in the azara, it's an olam. An olam is no one's supposed to eat. It's the third malchus. Fourthly, he's a zar, he's not a kayin. And anybody who's not a kayin who eats kachikachim gets malchus. And what's the fifth malchus? It's Zrika. If you eat any carbon before Zrika, there's another malchus. So those are the five malchus. Then he's a zar, and it's an oila, and it's before Zrika, and it's chutz lachayma, and it's chutz lazara. Those are the five. Great Gemara, why not give him another time malchus? We just read it before, no? That's today's parsha. Why don't you give him another malchus? Because it says Vizala Yechal Kikoyeshem. A non-kayin is forbidden from eating kashikash. So it's another law. And for the Gemara, according to the Rambam, that a cave of Allah is not worth it, so what's the more discussion? Isn't it just a cave of Allah? Vizala Yechal, a zara. Non-kayin is not worth it, kashikash. That's the same, that's one of the five that Rambam spoke of. One of the five was zara eating kashikash. So isn't that, doesn't that indicate like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and all of the Gaonim by Yochel Kutisa, Ochel Molo, Ochel Tzira, and then you have a listing, a repetition of Lav, and you look it several times. What is the Ramban going to do with this Gemara? So Tosfos is ready to use it into a year. And Gemara says, Veluki Nami doesn't necessarily mean Veluki Malkin, maybe just mean Veluki, Zala Oiver Zayin. Maybe it just means letter the Oiver and other Yisi, because Tosfos had it. Rashi's shot was that you don't get Malkin on all these five things that Rav said. And the Gemara said, "Yachudi hula b'chol chad v'chad." You only get malchus on chutz lachayma. Then you get a malchus on the bikurim kaidim kriya, and you get a malchus on all the other korbanos kaidim zrika. But all the other things we learned out, there's no malchus on. It's just the isur b'yama. That part of the halamina, the isur b'yama, still retained in the maskon. According to Rashi, still, what's going on? What does the Gemara say? Like a chamish? How do you like a chamish? So the answer is, "Taka not like a chamish. He's like it twice." He's like it because of Kaidim Zrika, because of Chutz Lachayma, because of Chutz Lazar, because of Zar, because of Oyla. It's like a normal office. He's like it twice, and he's like for another three, he's sort of beyond it. As far as the Luki Nami, according to Rashi, Tosfos points out, according to Rashi, it doesn't mean the Luki Nocham office. No! It doesn't necessarily mean the Luki. It could mean, let's say that if Rav is saying how many Surah he violates, even though he doesn't really get Malkus according to how many Surah he violated. He only gets twice Malkus in addition to violating another three Surah of that Malkus. So the Rambam says, "Bulukin Nami." Why didn't you say that he violates another law? Perhaps that's how the Rambam would learn. Bulukin Nami. So I'm back to Bulukin. Galareva is another law. And the Gemara cannot be. Hani meaning that law, the Zala Yerchom, Pashas Pitzaver, only applies to Echad the Kahanim Chazi. As the pasuk says, "Yalchul Rosh Shukuba Bahem." The Zala Yerchom Kikvay Hashem. So it only applies to Zala Yerchom Kikvay Hashem when you have Yalchul Rosh Shukuba Bahem. The Yisra of the Zara is a Bikul Mitzvah that the Kohanim are supposed to eat it and not the Zara. But over here by Noila, the Kohanim don't have a Mitzvah to eat it. So that's why this case of the Zara Yoko Kikoy Hashem doesn't apply. And into the Gemara, Adi, Lili, when does that law come to Tzavah apply? Hefet on the Kohanim Chazi. When the Kohanim are supposed to eat it, and the Zara Mama Vatla, the Mitzvah Sachi was Akkoyim. Aber hoche by the Yoda, the Kohanim, Nami Loi Chazi. So therefore, there's no law of the Zara Yoko. Frank Gemara, look at Hashem Basu, what's that a trade for? What does that mean? How many Surah are included in this pasuk? Basa basara treifa loy sechelu. First of all, the pasuk is referring to treifa. An animal is nitrifal. A lion came and it ripped apart the limbs of a little sheep, and the sheep is still alive, and is going to die. The sheep is going to die. The animal, the lion, ripped into pieces. So the sheikh runs quick and he shafts the sheep before it dies a natural death. And he kills it. Okay. So he saved it from dying, from becoming an availer. So he shafts it. So plus he says it didn't help. It's still Basa Basara Trefa. The animal that was ripped apart in the field, Loisa Chelo. Normally a lion rips animals apart in the field. Doesn't rip it apart in the house. Doesn't rip it apart in the butcher shop. Lions don't come into the city. So usually it's Basara. Lajibra Kasarala Behaiva. Basa Basara Trefa Loisa Chelo. It's referring to a trefa when the animal was ripped apart. You're not allowed to eat trefas. The Pshuta Shalmikra, the Rambam writes, the Pshuta Shalmikra is speaking about drusa. Anybody know what drusa is? is drusa and is drusa. Pushing down, that's drusa. That's drusa. Right. There are five hilchos shechita. There are five dinim that the five basic elementary dinim that the shechita has in addition to another million and one dinim. So the basic five dinim of shechita are shehiyah, drusa, halada, hadron, vika. Drusa means when he cuts, he has to fiddle back and forth. If he pushes this way, puts the pressure this way. Without it, you always have to put pressure down. Don't push pressure down. So it's all day long, he won't cut the skin. He won't get anywhere. So he has to push down, but he has to push sideways as he's pushing down also. If he pushes straight, he gets a hakmes and chops the animal's head off. That's called drusa. That's a chisaron of shechita. The animal is now in the veil. That's drusa. But what's a drusa? Drusa is a different thing. Drusa means if an animal is attacked, right, if an animal was attacked by another animal, if it clawed its neck, if the animal was clawed by another animal, so there are dinim in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, a lot of details, when the animal was attacked is labeled as a drusa. So the Rambam has a famous bar in the Yara Hazat, he claims the bar, the original, there were seven categories of treifa. So the Rambam claims the original Pshuta Shal Mikra of Basra Asar Treif is really only referring to Drusa, the animal that was attacked by a bear, the animal that was attacked by a wolf, and it clawed its neck, it scratched it, it made a hole in the neck. But the other Treif is, let's say there's a puncture in the lungs, or a hole in the kidneys, or a hole in the intestines, or something like that, a broken leg, that's also included in Treif, but it's not the Pshuta Shal Mikra. So the Rambam wants to make a chilek, and therefore the Rambam writes, since the Pshuta Shal Mikra is a Teladik Rambam, the Taz of Yerudeya has a hard time figuring out what the Rambam is driving at. The Rambam writes, and therefore, since the Pshuta Shal Mikra is only referring to Drusa, and all of the other six categories of Treif, there are seven categories of Treif. So the six of the categories of Treif are not really the Pshuta Shal Mikra, the Pshuta is only Drusa. So therefore the Rambam writes, Lufika Chachmira Hachamim the Drusa, Yerisim Ibishar Treif. That's why Safik Drusa is Asa, because Sfeika Derais of the Chumet. And the other is Sfeika Lederabon and Safik Karash Lapel Lekula. So the Taz has a hard time explaining, what is he talking about? Where do you find it in that Drusa is more Safik Lechumet than all the other Treif? That's the Rambam writes. So that's again, that's a Pshuta, we got Pasuk, that's in Mishpatim. Abbas Rasar Treif Lachem, so Abbas Lachem is in Pashis Mishpatim. So the Pshuta Shal Mikra, the Rambam claims, is referring to Drusa. Or if you want to dig so, but the Rambam is referring to all the treifas, to all the seven categories of treifas. Then in addition to that I say the pasuk refers to a drusa, an animal that was clawed by a wolf or a bear or something like that, a tiger, and also referring to all the zayin, all the shar zayin treifas. In addition to that, we say the pasuk includes other things. Why does it say basadit? So the Gemara Darshan's Kiddush Yotza Basa Chutz L'chitzoso Me'ezar Basa Basada, it becomes Treifa. Not the Basa Basada, which is a Treifa, Loisachel. If the Basa is Basada, then it becomes Treifa, and therefore Loisachel. Basada means Chutz L'chitzoso Chutz L'chitzoso. What is an example of Chutz L'chitzoso? So one example is if it's Kachi Kachim Chutz L'azara. Another example is if it's Kachim Kalim Kutzli Mishalayim. Another example is a Ben Tukur, Shahoshit Yodoi, Kutzli Me'eimoi. What? When you shech the mother, so the Uber inside is Nita, Mishchita Sa'ein. That's what Tosfos quotes from the Mishnayis and Behem HaMkasha, to the Mishnah Chulin. What happens if the Uber inside the mother's belly sticks out a limb? So even though the rest of the Uber that's inside the Me'eimoi is Nita, Mishchita Sa'ein, but that limb that's sticking out will not be Nita, Mishchita Sa'ein. Because it's chutzlun chitzasay, it's outside of where it belongs. Then the Gemara has another din of basa basada, chutzlun chitzasay. Let's say I have basa v'yeva hamadudul v'beheim achay v'yot. Let's say I have an animal, kosher animal, ashechta, shkikik sheira, and it's mutu bachil, but I happen to have a broken limb. So if that broken limb was broken in the right place, then you hit the jackpot and the whole animal is a treifa. So when you shechta, the whole thing is going to be also bachil. But it's only broken by the toes or something, and it's broken further down, it's broken high enough up. If it's broken by the Tzumas Tagin, then a specific point, a crucial spot, then it makes the whole animal a treif. But if it's broken lower down, then the din is that the shechita is matah, the whole animal b'achila, except for that broken part, because that's considered chutzlun chitzos, because it's only dangling on, it's only holding on by the skin. That's called basa v'yeva ha-medul dolim v'behem ha-chayiv yot. Medul dol means that it's just hanging on. it's only hanging on by a thread, then that part that's hanging on is also about to go to trade foot. It's good for the chitzosah. And it is, how can you have part of the chicken is a trade foot, the rest of the chicken is not a trade foot? I can't eat the chicken is a trade foot, it's not a trade foot. The answer is no. Here's the hechitinsa. You have the leg is broken in this part where it does not make the whole chicken a trade foot. You shack the chicken. So the whole chicken is not a trade foot, but the Abraham Adudol is considered basa bashkara chutzlum chitzosah. Because it's not fully attached to the main part of the animal. All of these are included in the din of basa basada trade for lois nechim. What if you have a carved in mincha? Mincha is a kachi kachi. What if you take a mincha chutz lo azara? It's nitzal v'yotzen. Nitzal v'yotzen. It's nitzal v'yotzen. Even if you take it back into the azara, it will be a nitzal v'yotzen. Will you violate this law of basa basada trade for lois nechim? It says basa, it doesn't say min. Maybe it only applies to things that are basa. So what about chicken? What about taka? Abraham Adul the Ba'ov. Taka, there wouldn't be a lav. The Rambam writes that there's a lav even by a mincha. Even by a mincha, Shemotziyua, Chutz La'azara, and it's nifsal biyotzi because the mincha is a kachikachin, kachikachin pet. The makam is the azara. When you take it out of its makam, it becomes nifsal biyotzi. So the Rambam writes, even if you eat a mincha that was nifsal biyotzi, you like it because the basa basa the trefa basachel. And the Minha Sinat discusses that. How can it be? But if the basic says basa, true, you can extend the chutz l'mechitzasa is not only if the animal is attacked by a wolf or something like that, by a bear, even if it's a trefa in the sense of chutz l'mechitzasa. Kofan has to be basa. If it's not basa, it's soulless. It's flour. How can you say that there should be at least a basa trefa on flour? That's what Minha Sinat discusses. How can the Rambam say that there's not? What did Marz Kasha over here? The little kinam in Yishum, Rabbi said there are five times Malchus, by the Zasha Hunan, lift his rita, chutz lachoyma. Craig the Gemara, let there be another Malchus, a sixth time Malchus, Yishum basra sa trefa las chel, kim shas patsa chutz mechutzar sa'i, ne'esar, and the Gemara name, what do you mean it's chutz le mechitzar sa'i? Chutz of which mechitzar? If it had, it says lois hachela, basra sa trefa lois hachela, means if it would have been in its mechitzar, it would have been muta b'achila. Now that you took it chutz l'mechitzasa, it's also b'achila. So the Gemara answers Gemara, Hani Lili, when do you have this, when does this lav apply? Echad b'fnim chazi, only when it's inside its mechitza, it would be muta b'achila, and then it leaves, then it becomes trade for lois hachila, it's also b'achila. Or b'hacha by carbon oila, the oila is on kula kovil. The b'fnim nami loi chazi, it's not muta b'achila inside the azara. So the azara is the makom of the oila. If the makom, if you take the yola chutz lazor, it will be nifsal biyotzei with respect to what, that you won't be allowed to be machtura agami hamizbeach. Normally the din is of the yola, this kulo kalu. You burn the whole yola on top of the marach, on top of the fire, on top of the mizbeach. If you take the yola chutz lazor, it will be nifsal biyotzei. So what will be the din? You won't be allowed to be machtura, even if you bring it back in on, into the azor, you won't be allowed to be machtura agami hamizbeach. But it won't have this isa because the azor is the makom. It's the makam of the Ola, but not, it's not the makam achila of the Ola. The Ola has no makam achila. So you can't say, basa basada trefa lo yisachelu, since it left its makam achila, therefore it becomes asa b'achila. There is no makam achila for Ola. This would be more interesting. The only time you have this thing is the makam that it left started off as a makam achila, but by Ola it's a makam of the carbon. That every carbon has a makam, if you take a chutki and the koma, become a nifsal biyotzi. But you can't say that it's a makam achim, so that's why this specific law will not apply. Every big mara, hani mili, when does this law apply? Basa shiatsu chutzim chitzas and nesa, hani mili hecha the rifnim chazi. If it's mutab achila inside the makam, means that the makam is makam haroi lachila. Al bahacha bayin oil with the rifnim nami loy chazi. So it's not, the azara is not a makam achila. So then if it leaves the azara, it won't be chal this isa lo sechem. Greg Digmar, the little kidnami kid, the Rav Lezer, the Amar Rav Lezer, Lo Yeyachol Ki Kodesh Ein. Lo Yeyachol Ki Kodesh Ein, Kotsu, Lo HaKotsu, Yitzel Lai Tetzel HaKlos, Zoltan today said. Kotsu HaKodesh Kotsu, it says the Pasuk really refers to Noisa. But then the Pasuk says, Lo Yeyachol Ki Kodesh Ein. So the way the Pasuk sums it up, the way it concludes, sounds like any Psuli HaMadosh. Kosher b'kodesh pasul, whenever you have a carbon that became nifsal, lo hakotsu b'lifnei lo yisetz al achilos. So there's always an added law. The Gemara says, Tosis quotes, the Gemara says that this law would not warrant malchus. This law is b'chal law shebichlolos. So we never get any malchus. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The little kinami kid of Rav Lezer? a kind of kasha b'maliki. But the Gemara said before that there is no malchus on this. They said no, the kasha really was. Why don't they mention that should be an issa? If you say like Rashi that even if he hamas kone like the chamish of Rabbi doesn't mean like the chamish, he said there are five isurim and gora with the kasha. But Rabbi is only listing off two isurim which have malchus and three isurim which don't have malchus. So should he say two that have malchus and four that don't have malchus? Should he list off another one? But he's listing off even with that malchus. Even if you say like the reinterpretation that according to Rav Shimon, everybody gets malchus. The five mechudashim and the five shutos. Everybody gets malchus for everything. So when Rabbi said like the chamish means he violates five malchus. He violates five Rabbi and he gets five malchus. So the Gemara Gahalan is still a kasha, but look at Nami, Rav should have said he's like the Chomish, Rav Barachas. He should have still said he gets five times Malchus, in addition having violated another Easter, even though he doesn't get Malchus on it. That was the Gemara's kasha. But look at Nami, Kedir Ablaiz, the Amar Ablaiz, Allah Yahu Kikarish, and Barachas, Vishnu, Sesmachi, Lossai, and for the Gemara, the same style terrors. And immediately, when you say that you have a lab, when it becomes Nitzo, whenever the curve, well, what was the psul over here? You have to say, the Sarah of the Shiyotah wasn't possible until he took it out of the Azar. So the Gemara asks, once it became this of the Yetzir, which was Azar, let him get out of the no, what are you talking about? Well, Yom Kippur Kikodesh means if it's a Psuli HaMakdashim that originally was Chazi L'Achila, and now it's Psuli HaMakdashim, it's Potol L'Achila, but here it was never Chazi, it's Kula Kolil. And now it's Kolil. So why was it before it was Kasha L'Haktara? The oil was Kasha L'Haktara, the Yetzir. And now that it was Nisal B'Yotah, it's not Kasha L'Haktara. So you can't say there's a laugh. Lo Ye Yachil Kikodesh, set sin in Yisar Achila. What are you talking about? Never had a Hefer Achila in the first place. That's the Gemara answer, the same answer as before. So then when it becomes this star, it becomes Psula Hamadash and Fasal Achila. Or Baha'ah by the Oila, the Kodim Psula Nami Lai Chazi. That's why there's no love of Kosha Bakodish Pastor. Thank you, Mono Hakash, the little Kinami Kita Kirablaze, the Dhamma Titani Rablaze around there. Kosha the Kolopia, Lord Yeyachel, how does it say? Lord Yeyachel, even it says Allah, he lost right. I already forgot there's another lab, that whenever something is cool or colorful, in addition to Rav Shimon's lab, Rav Shimon has a whole pasuk, Mesuchel, Echel, Shorecha, etc., etc., so one of them goes on a color. Whenever something is cool or colorful, a lab. Bring him up, but there's another lab, forget about Rav Shimon. We don't pass him like Rav Shimon, Rav Akiva. We pass him like Rabbanan. At this pasuk, Mesuchel, Echel, Shorecha, only goes on Chut Kwachim. It doesn't go on all these fancy things. But still, bring him up, this is the halab, everybody's masking to this one. You are right. And it's a good kasha. On a korban that's kula kolil, not only do you have an Easter essay that it says he's supposed to be machdirit, Rashi on the textbook is dying on the base quotes the essay. The Yorchub in Ahar and Vigoyim Akolil, he, Veloy Lachila, it's an Easter essay. But the Gemara says, you have a lav also. You have a lav. Everybody agrees to that last. Why does Rav only list off five malchus on either Rav Shimon? There's one malchus l'chala deiz. What's the giver? Enoch enam. The Rav on the high kro, kro oma. What does that mean? What does it mean, Rav on the high kro oma?
What?
There are six. Rav is only this note. There are five malchus in from this pasuk. There's taka six malchus from another pasuk. Now once the Gemara says like that, it could taka be that these answers are not true also. It could be that all these laws would also apply. But we're only listing off five times malchus from one pasuk. Still, the Rav Sharach might say, you're going to get five times malchus from this one pasuk in Re'ei. We're still going to have you take a right from the other process, there will be another mouth. The high cross on. Only for one process, you get 5 times home. Okay, what does one say? Right. I'm Rav Gilam Arad. Quite shocking. I have to say, I'm going to say, 3 times.